Upstairs, Downstairs is back with a three-part sequel. It was one of the most popular British television series of all time, a leisurely look back at Britain when class distinctions were firmly embedded in the culture, when everybody knew his or her place. Upstairs were the titled and wealthy Bellamys. Downstairs were the working-class heroes who cooked and swept and made the upstairs people's lives as smooth and elegant as possible. NPR's Linda Wertheimer never missed an episode. Here's her report on Upstairs, Downstairs, the sequel.
The sequel was created to celebrate the show's 40th anniversary. The cast is almost entirely new, except for Jean Marsh, who played a central role in the original Rose, the Upstairs Maid. Here's a moment from the earliest days. Rose is instructing a new servant, played by Pauline Collins, about her duties.
I trust you can remember your duties.
And we're to make sure that Emily's got the range working properly. Then lay up breakfast in the servants' hall.
And don't forget to shine up the milk jug, for goodness sake, and don't leave sticky finger marks.
Jean Marsh created the original Upstairs Downstairs with her old friend, actress Eileen Atkins, who also appears in the sequel. Both women came from working-class backgrounds. Both had parents who were servants. They got the idea watching a period drama on television.
We'd been watching something full of rich people, rich food, beautiful clothes, and we had chips on our shoulders, I suppose, and we thought, who did all this work? Who cooked? Who washed up, etc.? And all those things we put together and thought, let's write something about the downstairs people, the servants, the people who serve.
When I suggested to Jean Marsh that her American audience found the downstairs crew more interesting than the fancy people upstairs, she primly observed that in the original, more airtime is spent upstairs. Now the Bellamys are gone, but their wonderful house, 165 Eaton Place, remains, and Rose is now running an employment bureau for servants. She's hired by the new family to find a staff for Eaton Place. In this scene, she's trying to hire a cook.
You want this new position, or don't you?
I prefer a basement kitchen.
This one has a basement kitchen.
How do you know?
It's in Eaton Place, number 165.
The Bellamy house?
Yes.
You ought to ask if they take you on. Upstairs maid again.
Mrs. Thackeray, you can't turn back the clock. 40 years I was in service to that family.
Jean Marsh wrote a backstory for her character Rose to account for the years between the two versions of Upstairs Downstairs and took it to the new writer, Heidi Thomas.
Heidi and I talked about Rose's past. It had to be adjusted a bit. And it was Heidi's idea that I wouldn't step too far from what I had done. And it was just enough, a step up the ladder. And I think it was believable.
In fact, it was Heidi Thomas who wanted Rose as a bridge between the two series. Thomas decided to set the new version in 1936.
When I started my historical research, it just became obvious that we should pick up the threads in January of 1936, because that was the beginning of a remarkable year in British history. It's known as the Year of Three Kings. King George V died in January. His son, Edward VIII, ascended the throne immediately. And by December the 11th of 1936, he had abdicated because of his love for Mrs. Wallis Simpson, and George VI had ascended the throne. And I just love the idea that we could have one year in 165 Eaton Place covering the reigns of three kings.
Wallis Simpson makes a brief appearance at Eaton Place, behaving badly. Contemporary politics and the looming possibility of world war figure in the plot. Eileen Atkins plays the eccentric mother of Sir Hallam Holland, who's in the Foreign Office. She has a pet monkey and very strong opinions. Here's a scene where the upstairs family is gathered after dinner, and the Atkins character is lecturing her son's young sister-in-law about her heedless admiration for Sir Oswald Mosley, a leader of the British fascists.
Why on earth are you giving her Mosley to read?
Because at the Londonderry ball, when he was pointed out, all she could say was, "What a handsome man."
Oh, Percy, that's just vulgar.
True, though. I could get quite keen on politics.
People like us don't get keen on politics. We take an interest. We have an informed view. Governments alter. We remain constant. But you must read the works of all the party leaders.
Percy's really rather busy at the moment.
Percy needs exposure to the issues of the day. After all, She spent her early years in Wales.
I wouldn't want to leave you with the impression that this is purely a history lesson. There are lovely rooms to look at least one tiara, and some of the most beautiful maternity dresses you'll ever see. But the link to history makes it all work, according to Jean Marsh and Heidi Thomas.
For these characters, 1936 is the present. We know what's going to happen in 1939. They don't. They don't know necessarily that Hitler is a bad man. That is going to become apparent in their near future. That's the challenge as a writer of this sort of drama. You constantly have to remind yourself that you know things that your characters don't. And if you can get that into the drama, I think it becomes very exciting and can feel quite fresh and sometimes a little bit dangerous, which I think good drama should be.
Yeah, that's terrifically well put, Heidi, because I always say to people, they didn't know they were living in the past.
Oh,
now, we're
not,
living in the past, and we don't know. If you don't reflect what's going on in the world, it's as if you're living in a cocoon in a studio. Mm. But all Heidi's choices would have been discussed by upstairs people and downstairs people, and everybody would have been affected. So I think Heidi's right. You absolutely have to have that. Or it is soap opera.
Actress Jean Marsh plays Rose in the original and new version of Upstairs, Downstairs. Heidi Thomas is the head writer from the new series. It premieres on Sunday on PBS's Masterpiece Classic. And if that leaves you wanting more, an Upstairs, Downstairs 40th Anniversary DVD boxed set has just been released. I'm Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition. Our engineering supervisor is Kevin Langley. Our technical director is Brian Jarbo. Audio engineers include Greg Gavin, Ted Mebane, Daniel Shukin, John Widoff, Michael Cullen, Stacey Abbott, Vince Muse, and Jerry Tennant, with Theo Mondel here at NPR West. Our executive producer is Madalika Sicca. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montana.